areas of the country want to hear from you about your experience as well. Police say they managed to foil two mass shootings, one just before and another just after the March 15 terror attack. The news came today in Christchurch at the first conference held in this country on violent extremism and terrorism and how to prevent it. Our reporter Conan Young and cameraman Nathan McKinnon were there.
The extent of the threat posed by terrorism was made clear by the Police National Security Advisor Cameron Bailey, who was part of a panel discussion on the current level of risk faced here. He outlined a planned mass shooting that was uncovered a few weeks before March 15 and another 2 weeks after. The earlier one involved a school.
In the case of that school shooter, like so many other individuals that we see overseas, he was also an avid consumer of extremist material. It's unclear exactly what was driving his behaviour. In each case, we received one report to indicate something was amiss.
Fellow panellist, Auckland University terrorism expert Dr. Chris Wilson says unfortunately the chances of another mass shooting here are now much higher because of the risk of copycat attacks.
The more reporting, the more dramatic it is, and sadly the more casualties there are, the more likely it is that you will see that kind of contagion effect, the greater the numbers and the longer it will last.
Chris Wilson notes that following the Columbine School massacre, there were 500 copycat attacks lasting 5 years.
Dramatic events, often for people who are suffering from mental illness or some form of psychological disturbance, often has a major impact on them. And we often talk in the radicalisation study of radicalisation about the combination of personal and political grievance. So they might be going through some sort of form of personal crisis. All of a sudden they see a political cause that they can become part of.
The conference heard today that a lone actor using a vehicle, a knife or a gun remained the biggest threat in this country. The SIS is drawing up a list of things family, friends and workmates can look out for and those they suspect have been radicalised online who might pose a risk. The Security Intelligence Minister, who's also in charge of the response to the March 15 attacks, Andrew Little, says information from the public remains their best tool in preventing another March 15 from happening.
It has to be a community response too. So those things that drive people into being willing to accept radicalisation and buy into violent extremist rhetoric online, actually it's the environments they live in, the communities they live in, the households they live in, and what we're doing there, that is our best response to prevent that from happening.
A number of the bereaved, injured and witnesses to the March 15 attack were at the conference. Ahmed Jahangir, who in September will undergo yet another round of surgery on his badly injured shoulder, says the conference shows the government is committed to preventing a repeat. However, he's disappointed that over the 2 days, nobody from the Christchurch Muslim community is due to speak.
And after what happened here in Christchurch, there are many Muslim leaders who should have been in that panel, I believe. I was quite surprised to see there's no one from Christchurch in the panel who's speaking here.
Andrew Little says Muslim groups were consulted on the makeup of the various panels and victims were approached to see if they wished to attend the conference. He notes the Hamilton-based Islamic Women's Council is hosting a session tomorrow called What Hate Feels Like.